Welcome to Time with Baba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is May 10th, Friday, 2019, day 130. Today's topic, Save Our Next Generation. Why the two sons of Eli and Samuel were bad guys. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Thank through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments, and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let us pray. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 68, verse 7 to 18, 1 Samuel chapter 8, verse 1 to chapter 9, verse 27. John chapter 6, verses 22 to 42, Proverbs 14, verses 34 to 35. Today's main passages, the first one, that's actually is from 2 days ago, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 12. Eli's sons were scoundrels. They had no regard for the Lord. Then 1 Samuel chapter 8 verses 1 to 3. When Samuel grew old, he appointed his sons as Israel's leaders, as judges. The name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second was Abijah. And they served at Bathsheba. But his sons did not follow his way. They turned aside after dishonest gain and accepted bribes and perverted justice. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening, today we knew that the anointed and powerful priest and prophet Samuel could not even teach his two sons. Then I remember it is the same as Eli, Samuel's teacher and spiritual father. He could not teach his two sons as well. All four of them are bad guys. Well, Samuel should know how Eli and his two sons died, and Samuel should have learned a lesson to teach his two sons. Why he could not do that? I think this is not a question of why, but a question of how. They did not have Jesus at that time, but we have Jesus now. Let's pray to our Lord Jesus Christ to help us and guide us so that we can pass the baton of our faith to our next generation. And the next. We cannot afford to follow Eli and Samuel's bad examples. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us and guide us so that we know how to pass the baton of our faith to our next generation and the next, so that we won't follow Eli and Samuel's bad examples. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how has today's message given you inspiration? Number two, What is your next step not to follow Eli and Samuel's bad examples? Family corner. Find an opportunity to share with to share of today's catch. May the Lord bless you.